Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Journey with Grandmother Alaya as she enters her magical world of relics, sacred sites, and ancient crystal skulls. Meet with exciting trailblazer authors and individuals shifting the consciousness of humanity. Send her your questions to be answered on air on her monthly segment, Ask the Oracle. And now your host, Grandmother Alaya, in the sanctuary on the airwaves on Om Times Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Charlie Riverman Bergeron here on Elders Speak Heart to Soul Talks. Usually Alaya is on right up front and introducing herself and introducing me. And it looks like today I'm solo at the moment. I've just messaged her and hopefully she will join us. So it's interesting that this is occurring because for the past couple of times we've tried to talk and have our show, we've had internet connection difficulties for a variety of reasons. And so today we decided that we would both call in on phones. Some old technology, which I find humorous. I find it quite humorous that here we are back to phones. I'm on a landline, a plugged-in old-fashioned landline, which I don't usually communicate on these days. So, and then the reality is she's having difficulty as well. So this is 2017. Okay. Welcome. Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio on Om Times Radio and the Heart to Soul Talks. And today, I just want to, I hear somebody.
Alicia. Back.
Okay, we have Linda with us. Awesome. So we're on the air, Linda.
Yeah, and I heard you, Charlie.
Grandmother Alaya, how are you, darling? I love you.
Yeah, before you picked up after I got there, it's like, oh, my God, where did she go?
Well, it is. It's always a fascinating adventure you and I that engage in here. So I was just, giving a sort of intro of what has been transpiring for us. And just introduced, welcome to 2017. So I offer that to you as well, Alaya. My beloved sister, welcome to 2017.
And I guess my energies, I don't know. I was there waiting away and I'm gone. And then I saw, I got smarter this year. I have my iPad on. And he sent the note, you're not on. I'm gone. Oh, okay. Let's try this again.
Well,
here I am.
Yeah, I'm on the old land phone, and I've got my laptop in my lap. I'm quite comfortable. I'm laying in bed. Lily Bell is sleeping at my feet, and I don't think I could enter the year in a more comfortable manner. So
pretty good.
Let's hope that the rest of the year has some kind of resonance for that.
Yeah, I was thinking, and that's always trouble, that. I looked when we were starting earlier this morning, and I'm looking at people on some of their comments, and, some people are, well, darn, I'm in the same mess I was last year. We go in here and everything's okay. And then you got other people, hey, it's going to be a great year. And I'm going, maybe we should just learn to concentrate on the present. We learn from the past. We've grown from the past. Maybe the trick on focusing in 2017 is get up in the morning and be mindful and think what you're doing, think what you're saying, and adopt some kind of spiritual presence. What do you think?
Well, that's a wonderful prescription. It's amazing how, for me, I'm Mr. Positive, and I'm always upbeat.
Oh, yeah, I know. You stay calm and positive. I'm pulling my hair out.
Well, I can't say that I stay calm, but I don't allow... I think the message is not to allow the fragmentation of energies that trigger us to rule our lives. And I think, as you say, to be more in the moment is, in essence, what you're really talking about, is to live more in the moment and find out what that moment means for you. Most of us, and I say this because most of us are bounced around by a lot of external activity, whether it's work or family or the news, whatever's happening around us is really the most powerful energy that we respond to. And what I'm getting told is that's going to change in 2017. It's not going to change for everyone, but it's going to change for a lot of us. And it's going to feel strange. It's going to feel uncomfortable at times. But if we just allow ourselves to sink into the moment and realize that most of this stuff that's happening, that's just, you know, really getting to us, is outside of us. And what's important is what is happening inside.
Oh,
so that's sort of the message that I'm receiving as is 2017, and I've said it to you, and I've said it to many others, it's a year of commitment. And who are we going to commit to but ourselves?
I think that's important because I know the other week I had the guest and we were talking about, you know, something similar. And he brought up in Sufism, it's a three-stage process. I mean, this man is, you know, a psychologist and a teacher.
I believe
also.
Was it the Sufi gentleman you had on?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Goes,
very.
Is it?
Yeah. I love that show. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, I learned a lot. I'm constantly learning here. It's a threefold process. First, you have to be the best you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that happens, you change, and that's what Gandhi's been saying right along. You know, be the change you want to see in the world. So first, we have to work on ourselves. And it's not selfish, oh, what I'm going to go out and do or how much I'm going to make. It's opening your heart and becoming the spiritual person, you know, letting that part come out. And then after that, the next stage is, well, how you go and, you know, relate to your family and friends. And then the third stage is, you know, going out into the world. And it just, you know, keeps on evolving like the ripple effect. Now, but to me, that's where I'm coming from this year. Like I said, I learned a lot, is work on myself to be the best I can. And then from that point on, move further on, you know, because that's how I'm going to be affecting other people, and maybe just develop. I mean, I've learned a lot in all my years, but I don't always put it in practice. You know, I did a live feed, and I was telling people, some people are really good at it. I am the great procrastinator. I think about it.
Well,
I don't always do it.
I want you to hear the words that you're saying, though. You know, it's amazing. We all do this to ourselves. We always discredit ourselves. What if the reality is we're not really the procrastinators we think we are? Okay? What if, and I just throw this out because I like to shift people's perception, what if it's just not the moment for us to move into that?
That's a good one. I like that too.
Well, the reason I say that is part of the situation I see playing out in humanity as a collective is this sort of self-abusive behavior. And I find it in myself. I find things that I'm doing now that no longer serve me. And I don't know how I acquired them. I don't know how I gravitated to them or what preceded in my present lifetime or past lifetimes or soul contracts, etc., my DNA, to present these to me in this lifetime right here and right now. But here I am, and here are all of these situations arising. And I have had to look in the past, I'm going to say in the past, probably since 11/11, has been just the most intense time of energy that I think I've ever experienced in this incarnation. And I can't explain what it's about, and I can't explain whether it's happening to anybody else. But for me, it has been an intense roller coaster ride. And it's a repeat of the first hill every day.
We'll continue after the break.
There you go. I'll leave you with that one.
I know. I'm thinking.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Well, we're back and we're doing a lot of pondering. Do you want to continue trawling on that thought?
Well, yeah. What I was just, saying for those who may just have joined is that for me, since probably 11/11 of last year, it has been a roller coaster ride of energy. Every day is like the first hill. So this has not really let up for me. And I think a lot of people may relate to that if you think about it. Maybe you've had some spells where you've traveled around the course and had some lesser hills on some other days. But for me, I can only explain it in those terms. The issue is that we're being highly energized by a lot of sources, from a lot of sources. And what I've recognized in this, what we call time frame, is that it doesn't necessarily relate to what the trigger is. And I've been questioning that. You know, normally I look at things and say, okay, this triggered and that triggered, and I can see the relationship between my own thought patterns, my own programming, my mental programming, et cetera, my education, childhood, whatever. And I can relate to it and say, oh, I can see where this began, or I can see where that started, or I can see how I adapted that kind of thought form. But what I'm recognizing now is there is no clear pattern anymore. And the first thing that does is put us in a place of fear, because the fear is, where am I now? Where am I now? In just talking with Chris before the show, we look around the world and you see things and you see people saying things that are so different than they said 3 months ago.
That's true.
They flip-flopped. They were in favor of something, and now they've flip-flopped and they're against it. Or they were against something, and now they've flip-flopped and they're for it. It's mind-boggling to me when I look at social media now to see how everybody is just in this state of energy. And that's all I'm going to call it, a state of energy. So we've obviously, for whatever reason, and I'm not going to go into conspiracy theories or anything like that, are in new energy. What happens for us now is that we have to learn to adapt to that energy. Okay, we're very adaptable beings. And so we have to learn how to adapt to that energy. In order to adapt to it, we have to let go of all the patterning and belief systems that we've held on to because they were comfortable or because they gave us hope or whatever, and start to look at them as a blank sheet of paper. I think 2017 for many of us is going to be a blank page. And we're going to rewrite ourselves. It isn't about correcting someone else or criticizing someone else, but we are going to rewrite ourselves. And that just came through me. And that's why I love these shows, is because I get the message as I speak. You know, I put that out there, and people look at me and say, well, where do you get all this stuff? And I says, I have no clue where I get all this stuff. But I do know that it comes through my highest self, the highest self that I can envision myself being. And that's what that's the commitment of 2017 for each one of us, is to commit to that self, that divine self, that being of light, that immortal, constant energy that we truly are, and how many of us can't explain it, but still know it's there somewhere. That's what we need to connect to. Find that spark within ourselves that lights us up, even if it's only for 3 seconds. There is that spark. Yeah. There is that spark. We all know it. That all of a sudden, wow, that wow, that's who you are.
Yeah.
Each one of us are that wow. And that's what I believe 2017 is going to present itself. In the midst of all the chaos.
Yeah. And I think that's really important, because I was coming, like I said, working off Dr. Bitkoff's book, is people need, I think the esoteric saying used to be still and listen. And people are afraid, you know, they're looking constantly toward people. Oh, you know, well, that person knows more than me. You know, they've been around. They got to teach me something. And I agree with Charlie. I think this year is a clean slate. That you have to make it a clean slate. I know you got to change the energy somehow. When Charlie says, be that wow, even if it's a 3-second wow, people are afraid. They might get that wow, and then they go, is that really me?
True.
I think it's a matter of you have to, I don't know. I know people are looking, well, how do you do it? You know, they're looking for answers, and I don't know whether, you know, in talks we should just say, be yourself, open, you know, come from your heart instead of your head all the time. Forget always the logic. Come from that high heart. Think from the heart. Feel from the heart. See from the heart. React from the heart. And just make it simple. Do that. Instead of trying to figure, and the rest will come.
You know, it's important that you share this from your perspective, because it's interesting. We've been saying these things over and over again last year, the year before, and it's become sort of a mantra. But for most people, it falls away, and they don't know how to act on it, or they don't know how to recognize it when it's happening. And I think the Sufi doctor was tapping into is the fact that we need to sit still. We need to be able to be still. And he was talking about meditation and transcendental meditation, etc. But you need to be still. And it's in the stillness. And I'm going to revert to water because water is very important for me. But water, the stillness of water. You know, I'm just coming to this and saying, you know, perfect meditation is to get a bowl of water. Just get a bowl of water and just be as still as the surface of that water. Just embrace that stillness. In that stillness is where we truly connect to the truth of who and what we are. Okay? Everything that's triggering us is outside of that. It's outside of that bowl. We are the still bowl of water. When we have one of those wow moments, it's the drop hitting the bowl and rippling out. Okay? And if we're in a container, we notice that it hits the edges of the container and sort of bounces back on us. And then it levels off and we become still again. My vision is that we, once we learn to be still, to realize when we have those wow moments, we have no container. And the ripple expands out and everybody gets touched by it. And this is our commitment to be the drop of water, to be the drop of water that hits the stillness. That's all you have to do.
You mentioned the word
water.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned commitment. I think that's important because in today's world, you know, you get men and women saying, I don't have time. You know, I get up in the morning, I got, you know, either get to work or I got to get the kids going, I got the dogs run outside or, you know, the cats want to be fed or, you know, a million things. And I think if you can just find, even if you just sit down, have sheer exhaustion, some point during the day, whether it's the middle of the day, the morning or evening, just sit and, you know, chill out. Blank out.
A commitment to stillness. Make a commitment to stillness. I mean, it sounds perhaps bizarre. It sounds bizarre to me sometimes. But make a commitment to stillness, to just being still. And see what appears. Because usually for me, And this is what happens, and I think you can, and other people who are intuitive, psychic, or channeling masters, etc., will all agree that it's when we become still and not so attached to what's going on around us that all of this occurs. So if we're going to be the change we want in the world, we have to be able to be that stillness in the world. If we're always expressing outward, then we can never truly conceive what's within us. And so these are philosophies that have been talked about and practiced for all of humanity. This isn't anything new. They just take on different forms. And they take on different teachings. And then they're spread through different philosophical societies or religious societies or whatever in order to produce something. What if we just want to produce a better me? The true me.
I think that's the whole key. Yeah.
This is what I'm sensing. We're stepping into an adventure of ourselves on a level that has not been able to happen before, because we didn't have the collective supporting energies. And that's what I'm sensing, is that right now, for a variety of reasons, not just one or two or each, thought patterns, we are entering into that energy where we can become.
And we'll
ourselves.
Be back.
I just wanted to finish that. Thank you.
Okay.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Hey, this is Reva McEntire, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's funny, of course, we're back here, but last week, well, actually, I knew Charlie, I was grateful that he was going beyond with me this year, and, New Year's Day, this great start. And then it goes, what should we talk about? And we do this, we throw this out, what do you want to talk about? And Charlie comes up with, focus. And I'm thinking, okay. Last year we talked about choices, and this year we're, expanding on it. We're adding a little more perception to it, and we're saying maybe focus on you, focus on the change in you, focus on the acceptance of who you are. You know, you've moved through so much over the past year that, you know, let's focus on you, developing you in a way. And then the rest of the year will just unfold. You there?
And here we are. And here we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. I'm always amazed at our pattern of the shows that we've done on the subjects we've chosen in the past and our connection to each other. And as I said it earlier on Facebook, you and I have known each other for thousands of years. This isn't anything new to us. We've been doing this over and over again, whether it's in this world or another universe or in our imagination. It really doesn't matter. But that's what that's the resonance that we carry. And last year, we talked about choices. And we don't plan our shows. These are totally impromptu. We hold the thought and we hold the resonance and we go within to our hearts and into that stillness. And we say, okay, let's bring it through. And when we reach this point,
sometimes
right here,
it totally changes.
It changes. It absolutely does. But that's the freedom of choice. And that's what we talked about last year. And I remember, for me, that was what it was. It was about the freedom to choose. What is freedom, truly? You know, we talk about freedom in a country. We talk of freedom. That's phony freedom. That's the illusion of freedom. That's not real freedom. What is real freedom? And real freedom is the ability to make a choice and act on it. And that is a gift that we give to ourselves, is the ability that who we are on some higher, greater level of our beingness, is the ability to be here in the third dimension and make these choices to either get up in the morning, not go, you know, whatever it is your choice. That's your gift to yourself. And I think that's what I learned, you know, it's not that I learned it, but it became more concrete for me last year. And I think for a lot of people, we made a lot of choices, a lot of difficult choices. Some of them had not good outcomes. Some of them had great outcomes. But when you look at the whole pattern, you realize that you had the freedom to make that choice. And you had the freedom to allow yourself to look at that choice after it was made, and not so much with judgment, but just look at the result, the patterning, and say, that did not serve me, or that did serve me. It sounds selfish, because we've been taught selfishness. In truth, there is no such thing as selfishness. We are all the self. We are the one self. We are all a particle of that one self. So get over this separation stuff. There is no separation. That's another whole show.
Yeah, I think so. We'll keep that in mind.
but this was what last year taught us, was we had the ability to choose between yes, no, up, down, right, wrong, black, white, the duality, the separation. We were able to make a choice in separation. Well, who made that choice? You did. I did. Everybody else did. What we learned in that, hopefully, was the fact that somewhere within us, we are a sovereign being. However you want to imagine that. You know, that's irrelevant to me. Use your imagination, please, and discover who that sovereign being is. Because this year is the year where that sovereign being is going to go to work, or going to go to play, or going to create, or do whatever it learned this year, last year, by our choices. So for me, and I will just speak for myself, is I made a lot of choices last year. One of the biggest choices in my life last year was to meet some people who were working with water. Okay? Now, I have the name Riverman, and I've been working with water my whole life, but not really understanding what I was doing on a lot of levels. By making that choice, there were some parts of that choice which I didn't like. They didn't serve me at all. Yet there were other parts that did serve me. So as the year progressed, I sat with those, I held those, and I looked and I says, where, you know, in the future, where am I going? What do I want to do? Well, let's look at what the choices were and how you felt about them, Charlie. And what I learned was I'm committed this year to water in any way I can. It doesn't really matter how. And that's what the message for me last year was. It doesn't matter how you commit yourself to what lights you up inside. The how is your choice. You can choose 1,000 different ways. And that's what you learned last year, was how to make choices. And realize that if they're not good, well, okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Move beyond them. Put them in the book and saying, this was part of my training, my programming my human mind to recognize and focus on the direction I want to go in. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take last year's work of making choices, and this is what I ask people to think about. Look at all the choices you made last year. Don't judge yourself harshly, but you will judge yourself. It's human nature. But look at those and look at the mistakes you made and ask yourself, why did I make those mistakes? Maybe you'll get an answer. Maybe you won't. But know that the end result was by making that choice, you did not feel good about yourself. It's that simple. It's that simple.
It's really so simple.
Good?
You know, yeah, no, go ahead.
No, it's what made you feel good and what made you feel bad. 20-something years ago, 25 years ago, after my near-death experience, I had no clue of any of this stuff. Okay? I was just a 3D guy who was an alcoholic, motorcycle rider, tried to have a family, etc. Okay? Yeah, did I have a spiritual part of me? Yes, I did. And I honored that to the best that I could, which today I look back and say was pretty pathetic. Okay? But it was there. I've grown. When I started, I tell people, I used to counsel people as a facilitator, and I'd say, make a list. Make a list of all the things you like and all the things you don't like without judgment. Just make a list, or make two lists. Put them on your wall. And every time you think you don't like something, write it down. Let it go. And then in a month, go back and look at those two lists. Because that's who you are. The problem, the reason why we get stuck, is because we keep all this stuff in our head. And we play with it. And we manipulate it. And we make spaghetti out of it. Or we make confetti out of it. Or whatever we do with it. Because that's what we do. We can do that. But when you face it in reality, you look at it as an analytical process, your brain is actually forced to see the differences. And as we're empathic, what was the empathic energy you received from those choices? If it didn't feel good, why are you doing it? Why are you repeating it? Make a choice and say, I no longer choose to do this. We can think of 1,000 reasons why this doesn't work. You can go to psychiatrists. You can go everywhere you want. The end result is, what are you going to do about your choices? It's the bottom line.
I don't think people want to accept responsibility, even to the point of, and I know I've done this myself, you know, so I'm not beyond this. We put labels on ourselves. You know, we put labels on ourselves, or we accept labels that say, oh, you're sensitive. Yeah, I am sensitive. You know, I can break in tears very easy. See something, you know, the tears come and stuff. But do my reaction, or, you know, if I say, well, I can't change because I'm like this, that's the choice I'm making.
And you know, that's the choice.
It really
is the choice
about
you're
taking
making.
Responsibility.
Isn't it good
any
that
label,
you now recognize that that's the choice you're making? So who's responsible?
Well, it's good. Me, and I don't like being responsible.
You're only being responsible for making an incorrect choice. It's not responsible. This is the thing that I'm trying to get at. It starts with that moment, that instant of making incorrect choice. It's just an incorrect choice, and it can change. And you can reprogram yourself to say, no, I made that incorrect choice, and what choice can I make now to correct it, make it feel better, etc. You know, these are your choices. What I'm trying to get at is that we're the masters of our alignment. We are the navigators. I remember the Maori navigator we would talk about the waka. You're in the waka. Your body is the boat, and you are sailing across the water. You are the one that's pointing the bow of that boat and using the winds to get you where you're going. So if you just want to flounder around in the middle of the ocean, you're going to hit rocks, you're going to hit shores, you're going to have some good things, you're going to have. But you, as the navigator of this body, this waka that you're in, could actually, you can direct it. And this is what we're going to do in 2017. We're going to begin to navigate.
Okay.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Well, Charlie, I'm always grateful to listen to your sharings. Like I said, I'm constantly learning. And I was just thinking of something funny when you said that, you know, we're both Pisces. And that's a symbol of fish going in different directions. Well, evidently, I must have been going in this major loop or fighting each other, you know, in so much of my, you know, choices. You know, if I'm the navigator, I'm surprised I got any place. But that's not the list. So, you know, I'm saying they're thinking about
here.
That.
Yeah. Well, it,
you know, and a lot of times I dig myself in a hole and I can't get out of it.
Well, let the water come up from let the water fill the hole and flush you out of it. That's, you know, this is so
either that or else it'll be turned to either that or it'll turn out into quicksand. No, I'm learning. Honestly, when
it's fun. And this is what we've got to get ourselves out of. What you see around us has. And I, you know, talk to many people who are, you know, getting deeper and deeper into depression. They're getting deeper and deeper into fear. Their anger is right at the edge of their fingertips. And I look and I realize that these are beautiful souls. Each one of them, if they could see themselves as the beautiful souls they are, they'd give this up in a heartbeat. They would give it up in a heartbeat. And it hurts me to see this. It really does. It truly hurts my heart to see so many suffering right now. And knowing that a lot of their suffering can be alleviated through their own making of better choices and aligning with the higher part of who they are. I know that this is the it sounds crazy to some people. I know people don't even want to talk to me, and that's fine. I respect that. I can go into a room, and the minute people start shutting me down, I stay quiet. It doesn't bother me anymore. I realize this is not where I speak. This is not – they're perfectly fine. They're beautiful souls. If you want to talk about football and wrestling and whatever, you know the latest fashion, I'm fine. I'm just going to tune you out. It has no reference to me anymore. It doesn't mean that I'm not interested, but it's there. It's sort of the fluff and of life, which is fun. So for you, it's this. For me, it's something else. But in our hearts, the difference is I'm learning more and more about who I truly am. And every time I do, I become more powerful. And it's not a powerfulness that wants to conquer the world or control the world. It's a powerfulness that wants to share the energy with others and empower them as well. And the only way to move through all of this that's going around the world because of bad choices is to empower people to make better choices. However you can do that.
No, I was going to say, I know people are going to ask you, where do I start? And I know we only have a few more minutes, so how would you start?
Look in the mirror.
What would you tell them?
Look in the mirror. Take a look at that person in the mirror. Many times we look in the mirror superficially. We don't really see who we are in that mirror. Look in the mirror and ask that person in the mirror, who are you? I want to get to know who you are. I want to see you for who you truly are. Not the person looking at me or the reflection of me. I want to look in the mirror. And I want to know that person because I love that person in the mirror.
I wonder if people could ever love themselves.
They can. They can. And when that happens, everything changes. And that's the beginning. That's the beginning of making, and it's all a cycle. It's the beginning of making better choices because you make better choices automatically because of that. And so it doesn't become work. It becomes a journey that when you make better choices, you receive better responses. And as you receive better responses, it encourages you to make better choices, even better choices. And so it exponentiates. And I think that's what 2017 is going to be for a lot of people. I'm not going to say a lot of people aren't going to suffer, and I'm not going to say that that's not going to happen. That's the duality of life. That's the polarity of life. But I think for those, each of us, who want to see a better world, who want to honor Mother Earth as the divine living being that it is, who wants to restore and heal themselves and others, this is where we're headed.
So it's basically, in these last few minutes, saying, make the commitment to be the best you can. Make it simple and get to know yourself, you know, what your real feelings are, not what other people have influenced you to think.
Right. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to experience a lot of, you know, sometimes sorrow or pain or, you know, think, oh, I ruined my life. You're going to have those thoughts. But know in your heart that it was just a wrong choice. That's all. It was a choice based on misinformation. Take a look at the fake news. It's all fake news. There isn't any non-fake news. It's all fake news. Get used to the... This is what the world is showing us. The world, what's happening in the world, is the greatest gift for us right now. It's showing us how insane we really are.
That's true.
I'm sorry. This is what I see. This is the mirror. The world is my mirror. This is how crazy I am. I'm that crazy. I need to make choices not to be crazy anymore. And so I just want to take us out of that and just, you know, the thing that I wrote this morning on my thank you for 2017 is a Happy New Year message. And it's very simple and it's very brief, and it's what I want to leave with everybody in their hearts. May this year be one of great manifestations, one of joyous recognition of self, one of unity, balance, and harmony, one of expansion and co-creation, one in which you, as the divine being, fully commit to the world in which you are now embodied. And that's all I ask. That's my simple message. Just be who you really are. Learn to know who that beautiful being is, because when I see each one of you, that's what I see. I see your hearts. I see your light. I see your peace. I see your love. You shine, you're brilliant, you're amazing. You're a gift to me and a gift to each other. Make better choices.
No, that's beautiful.
And so with that, my dear, I'm pretty much complete.
Okay. Oh, I just said my ideas. Two cents working off you is, I totally agree. The focus is pretty much on you, on looking at yourself in the mirror, like, you know, Charlie presented, and really seeing yourself and recognizing, you know, your heart energy and the light that you are, and being the best that you can be. And in doing so, just make it simple. Be the best that you can be every breathing moment. And you'll be a power in the world. You'll be a light in the world that keeps on shining. And like I said, choices, there's really no mistakes. You know, you make a choice. I've done it plenty of times. And I've learned from it, and I'm still learning.
And
but
we learn from
we don't
not
do it on judgment.
Choices. And we learn from not making choices. So when we don't make choices, that's a choice. you made the choice not to make a choice. You see, it's really relatively simple. When you don't make a choice, you've made a choice not to make a choice. You're always making choices. So be in tune with your choices. Tune into the choices. Follow them. See where they see what happened. What happened when I make this choice? And learn to love yourself.
Follow your heart too.
Follow your heart, because this is when you make the choices from your heart. When you make them from your heart, they're going to be, well, I'm going to say 99% correct. From your true heart. Not from the heart that's in your head that thinks, oh, this is lovely. No, we've been fooled. What's the old song? We won't get fooled again? Yeah. We keep getting fooled. It's okay. It's okay. And that's what you have to remember. It's okay. In the next moment, I have another opportunity.
So Charlie, he will be back with me at the end of the month again. You know, okay. I kind of twisted his arm.
Oh, you didn't twist me this time. It's a new year. Bless you all.
All right, take care, everybody, and we'll see you soon. Much love.
Much love indeed.